Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up today, resuscitating the individual mandate, a longtime legal scholar on today's Supreme Court decision on the Affordable Care Act. And weighing down our kids. Telling your kids that they're overweight cuts deep, but does not help shave pounds. And a very early arrival. The mother of a baby born just 4 months along learns how to choose her battles and another lifetime's worth of lesson. Plus, Massachusetts ice rink goes solar, playing hockey by sunlight. But we begin with a considerate capitalism. News today that trading losses at J.P. Morgan Chase may have been much larger than previously reported, possibly topping $9 billion. That number provides ammo for advocates of more stringent financial regulations and for 99%ers, proof that corporate greed has run amok and is running the system. A number of progressive, socially responsible corporations are seeking designations now as B Corps or benefit corporations. Several states have already legislated incentives for B Corps. Katie Kerr works in communications at B Labs. That's the nonprofit behind B Corps and is on the line now with more. Katie, great to have you on Word of Mouth.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So is B Corp an official designation like NGO or corporation?
Well, it's a certification. So we at B-Lab give B Corp certifications to companies, same way you would think of LEED for a green building or fair trade for coffee. However, instead of certifying a product, we certify a company as a whole.
So are they officially recognized by anyone other than you with this certification? I mean, states?
Well, we have, you know, many other companies who they are working with recognize it. Consumers recognize it. It's a business approach, and then now we are also working with state legislation to create a new corporate form called benefit corporations, which is similar but slightly different than our certification and works to make our legal accountability, which we include in our certification, part of state law.
How many are there, and are there any that listeners might have heard of?
Of certified B corporations?
Yes.
There's over 550 companies now across 60 different industries, 5 different continents. In New Hampshire, we have Badger.
Badger Balm.
Uh-huh. Yes, they've been certified. In Vermont, we have Seventh Generation, King Arthur Flour. And then some of the larger companies that you may have heard of in your grocery store, Method or Patagonia, who makes, you know, the clothing companies. There's just so many across so many different industries.
So this is like Patagonia. That has stores and upscale shopping centers all over the country. What makes it a B Corp? What is it doing differently?
So to become a B Corporation, there's two major requirements. First is that you meet comprehensive and transparent social and environmental standards. So we have an assessment called the B Impact Assessment that you have to score an 80 out of 200 on, and we review your answers. The second aspect is a legal aspect, where you actually change your corporate law and governing documents to include the consideration of stakeholders, such as the employees, the community, the environment, as well as shareholders when making decisions. So the major issue right now is that current corporate law demands that businesses prioritize shareholders.
Keep going.
Well, think of Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
Many people talk about that example, where they had an offer. They're a triple bottom line business. They're very successful, and they have some great programs, and still do, but they had an offer from Unilever to be bought out.
Huge corporation.
And that's very, you know, that's great news in the traditional financial sense, but they were worried that they would lose their mission. They attempted to bring together partners to do a counteroffer, but they couldn't come up with enough money compared to Unilever and were forced to sell.
Okay, so for a B Corp, there is this assessment process. In fact, you have on your website that companies can take to see if they qualify for designations as B Corp. So what exactly might you be measuring? What kind of questions are on there?
So we look at it in terms of impact area, and we ask questions across all 5 different major ones, which is governance, which is basically how you run your company, your workers, how you treat your employees, how you interact with the community, your environmental practices, and then also your business model, which can be beneficial in itself, such as an employee-owned company. And so you get asked questions from discrimination policies or paid time off to volunteer. You could give a percentage of your profits to local charity, and you can recycle. And there's just so many different ways that add to up together. And really, anyone can take this assessment, any company. It's free. We want people to start measuring their performance, regardless of whether they're trying to get certified.
Well, especially since the Occupy movement really took hold last year, we've heard an awful lot of back and forth about the corporate responsibility to shareholders above all. So how does that fit into a B Corp? What would be the incentive for a shareholder to invest in a B Corp, given that they are not really number one?
Right. Well, I mean, it's about long-term versus short-term, right? We've seen over the recent years that this is, considering short-term, is ultimately not a smart business decision in the financial sense. Just look at all the companies that are now crumbling and have their reputation destroyed. Whereas investing in your employees, there's been millions of studies about employee motivation and productivity. That's connected to your financial bottom line. And investing in the community that supports your company, the consumer is the person who supports you. The environment, you need the environment to survive, and you don't want to destroy your supply chain. And just really like how you run your business and looking at this as a long-term success is an old idea. Think of A Wonderful Life.
Mm-hmm.
It's really just going back to good old-fashioned, considering what matters.
So I'm wondering if, as B Corp becomes a designation that more and more people know about, will more companies be trumpeting that? Will they be saying, Patagonia, a B Corp, as a way to entice consumers and others to believe in it and get behind it?
Yes, I believe so. And many of our companies are already successfully doing that. We have market research that shows that less than 1% of conscious consumers trust advertising and labels on products. Who they trust is their friends, their family, but also third parties, which like B Lab, we have no interest in selling you necessarily a product. We have an interest in assuring that they are doing what they say they do. It's not just good marketing.
Well, Katie Kerr, I really want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Katie Kerr works in communications at B Labs. That's the nonprofit that assesses and designates companies for B Corp status. You can find out more about B Labs and some of the B Corps local to New Hampshire and Vermont. She mentioned a few. All that's at wordofmouthradio.org.